Good morning. I'm Kyle Omler with the guru, Chris Bellina, and you are listening to The Blitz. It is Super Bowl weekend for almost everybody, or whatever you call
Champions,
it.
Champions, yeah. Whatever you call it in your league, it's that week. It's what we all play for. Guru is in a bowl himself in one of his leagues, so a lot to play for this week, a lot of money on the line, a lot of bragging rights for a full year, and there's going to be a lot of disappointment. So hopefully we give you a couple of tidbits on some things that you're maybe on the fence with. Hopefully we can nudge you in a certain direction, help you win that championship.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a crazy week. A lot of teams got booted from spectacular performances from players like Jamal Charles.
Yeah.
Bad performances by guys like Jimmy Graham, who's been...
Andre Johnson, yeah. Calvin Johnson.
Demaryius Thomas. There's guys that were out there that...
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that carried people all season. Got them into the playoffs and just...
Yep.
Pulled the rug right out from under them.
You know, that's why you have to look for consistent performers. I mean, you have to take, you can't get cute. You got to just play your starters. It comes down, I don't want to say luck, but really it's just luck sometimes, matchups. And, part of my draft philosophy, maybe it's a little arrogant and cocky, but I look at who teams play at the end of the year, the playoff weeks. Those are big factors for me and who those teams play and their players on there. So if I'm between a guy, I'm going to look at, if somebody's playing, the Ravens defense at the end of the year, I'm assuming the Ravens are going to have a good defense. And I'm on a fence with someone who may be playing the Redskins defense, I may go with the Redskins defense. A guy who's going against the Redskins defense because of matchups.
Yeah, it makes sense. Absolutely.
You got to look at that stuff. You got to look that far in advance. And the same thing when you're looking at, making trades. You don't want to trade a guy who has a great matchup though in the playoffs because you hope to be there. And these are really important little tidbits and little things that I do every year when I'm preparing for my draft. I look at matchups at the end of the year. So, who's playing in cold weather? Who's going to be playing indoors? Who's playing outdoors? I mean, you got a West or someone like a Miami player playing in, Chicago, let's say, in December. Well, that could be a problem.
And there's years in the past where sometimes those guys are on teams that are so dominant, like when Tom Brady was playing for New England, and New England was absolutely dominating. There was nothing for them to wrap up the season early.
Yeah.
And you knew that. You knew that going into the season. Like, look at the rest of their division. They're going to wrap this up. So if Tom Brady's my starting quarterback, who am I going to have for the last week for the Super Bowl in week 16 when he might be sitting?
Well, right. And it's definitely, these are things, that champions look for. And, it's definitely what we've all played for. And, we're ready to roll here. I'm excited.
Speaking of model of consistency, Nick Foles is our first game, and he has been nothing but consistent since he's managed to get into the starting lineup.
I'm telling you, I'm going to say it again. Now I'm going to get off the my own bandwagon and saying how I may be wrong. He may wind up being the best quarterback of last year's draft class, not the second best.
Well, the system is very favorable.
He's already the second best, and he's going against a very – this is a game where there's going to be a lot of points on both sides. So if you have an Eagle or you have a Bear, be happy because the matchup, both are cold weather teams, even though it's going to be Sunday night, so they're both used to playing in crappy weather. So, LeSean McCoy is going to own that Bears defense.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going not even going on a limb to say LeSean McCoy could be the number one runner this week.
Well, the Bears, that's their Achilles heel, obviously, is their run defense.
Can't stop the run. On the other, again, you're going to see, ticks up from Riley Cooper and DeSean Jackson. Any Eagles productive players are going to be even more productive in this game, okay? On the Bears side, I think it's the same thing. You're going to see big game out of Brandon Marshall, big game out of Alshon Jeffrey, game out of Martellus Bennett, Forte. Forte is going to be in the top five running in this game of all running backs in week 16 in championship week. So
yeah, Cutler's
no surprises in this game.
Yeah, well, Cutler's return just was amazing for Brandon Marshall. I mean, obviously Alshon Jeffries was a little more productive, and it took a while for Cutler to start throwing him the ball. Like, why is he? I know you love Brandon Marshall, dude, but seriously, Alshon Jeffrey's been having monster weeks, and he finally started to throw him open. But it was kind of crazy to see the love connection again between Marshall and Cutler. He loves locking onto his guy and just throwing it to him.
When he threw a bomb, Alshon Jeffries made another spectacular catch.
I know, it's getting ridiculous, isn't
it? Ridiculous. But there's no surprises in that game. You know who the players are. You know who you're going to play. There's nobody you're going to sit because of matchup. There's nobody that, you know, you're not going to play somebody. You know, you may want to take a stab if your tight end is, you know, had Gronkowski and you're scrambling for a tight end, Zach Ertz. But other than that, you know, the same brand names that have been carrying teams all year will be productive in this game, no questions asked.
Atlanta's been feeling good about themselves here lately. They've been, you know, scrambling together, put some games together that weren't exactly embarrassing as they have been in the past, but now they're going to go against San Francisco, and that's all going to come to an end.
Well, I wouldn't play either quarterback in this game, unless you had to, but and chances are if they were your quarterback, you're not playing in this game.
Yeah.
Frank Gore's a must-start, as is Vernon Davis. I'm not playing anybody else. I'm not taking a chance on Crabtree. I'm not risking playing Bolden. So Gore and Davis are people I would play. I could see big games out of both players. So I like those guys. Those are obvious. On the other end, Tony Gonzalez has been steady all year. He seems to get 50 yards, 60 yards, and a touchdown every week, it seems. So he's definitely somebody I'd worth play. Steven Jackson's someone to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. You know, 49ers defense isn't that great. But if you're struggling for a running back, let's say you jumped on Donald Brown and you're scrambling for a running back, or you sat on, I mean, he's worth the flex option.
So he's a tick up, you think, this week? He's going to have a better game than expected?
He's a tick up. Roddy White's a tick up. Harry Douglas is a tick down. Harry Douglas has come down to earth. It just seems like he had his run. He made a lot of fantasy owners very excited that they thought they were going to get Roddy White, Julio Jones type numbers. And he got it for a couple of weeks. And then the last two or three weeks, he simmered down. He's not worth the risk in the championship game.
He's one of those players that may have got his teams into the playoffs and then has completely let them down.
Now he's disappointing them. Yeah,
yeah, they were bumped.
In and out real quick, playing a guy like that. And I like Roddy. I mean, Roddy White is, again, somebody to think about for next year, who probably was in the second, third, or fourth round, could be had in the seventh round this year. Keep in mind, he just had banged up injuries. Not like all of a sudden he stopped playing football. He was banged up all year. He's going to be a real steal next year in the mid-rounds.
Yeah, Miami, they're sitting there talking about going to the playoffs. What is going on with this team?
Playoffs?
To the NFL playoffs. I mean, they are actually in the hunt.
I'll tell you right now, a sleeper pick for a quarterback right now is Ryan Tannehill. He's playing great. You know, if he's your backup and, you know, if you're someone who plays matchups, well, this is one I would look at playing Ryan Tannehill if he's somebody, you know, he's been fantasy productive the last 4 or 5 weeks against good defenses in bad weather. So the arrow is pointing up for Ryan Tannehill. I'd still stay away from the running back situation. I play Mike Wallace as a flex or number three or four player. I would start Charles Clay if you don't have one of the elite tight ends.
Last week. One catch.
You know what? You're going to have that. You can't expect a guy to get, you know, two touchdowns.
Well, who'd they play last week? You know, like you have said in the past, New England, they find the guy who's going to do it. Exactly. They take away that top threat, and he was their top threat.
Yeah.
So no more Charles Clay that week, you know. So the team had to try and find some other way to win. So it was very disappointing. Again, I had Charles Clay with that one catch last week.
Yeah, one catch, a lot 6 yards.
I mean, I was counting on him to win my game, obviously, but he was a nice bonus guy if I could have got him.
No. Well, right. I mean, unless you have Gronkowski or Jimmy Graham, your tight ends aren't going to carry you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, it was definitely disappointing. But, again, Steve, keep him in your lineup. Don't get too wishy-washy with him. He's someone who's going to be productive this week. In Buffalo, I'm not seeing anybody that I would feel comfortable playing in a championship game.
No.
You know, Robert Woods had a good game. I wasn't really big on him. I thought Goodwin or Stevie Johnson would be the guy last week.
This team is a fantasy nightmare because nobody plays consistent on this team.
No. Fred Jackson and CJ Spiller, one week. So, I mean, EJ Manuel had a decent game, but nobody's starting EJ Manuel in their championship game unless their 1 and 2 quarterbacks are out.
Right.
So, That's a game to stay. Those are players to stay away from.
Saints going against Carolina. This was one of, you know, again, the Saints was one of those teams that you had said earlier in the in this podcast that if you looked at their schedule and you were trying to decide, well, who should I take in a play, and you know, this guy or that guy, their playoff schedule is brutal.
Yeah,
you know, you're going against some top defenses here.
And now this is in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
For all the marbles, I think winner's going to probably win a division, could get the 2 seed. So, let's start with the Saints. You're going to play Drew Brees. I'm not playing any of the running backs. Darren Sproles has been a fantasy disaster this
Absolutely.
Year. Absolutely. He looks slow. I mean,
he looks like he is old.
Can't get out of his own way. He just can't get out of his own way on screens where he's been so dangerous and traps that he's been so dangerous.
And they've reduced his touches dramatically, as though he went in and told them, I can't handle this workload or something.
Yeah.
Because he's all of a sudden not doing it. The opening game, he went crazy. It's all these catches, all these touches. And then gradually over the season, he has gotten less and less touches.
And I know he's been banged up. Yeah, he's got concussions and so forth. Tell you, the guy who's finally coming on, and he's been a fantasy frustration all year. I really like what he's doing the last 3-4 weeks. It's Marquise Colston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Arrow pointing up for him. He's back to being that solid, solid number two wide receiver for you. He's a must start, even in this game. He had a big game a couple weeks ago against Carolina, a couple touchdowns. Obviously, I don't look for that type of production, but you can still see one of those 70, 80-yard games and a touchdown. For number two, I'll take that. So I like what I see there. As far as Carolina, Cam Newton is been carrying not only the Panthers but fantasy teams. Very productive fantasy-wise. Staying away from the running back situation, although D'Angelo Williams had a huge game with a big play last week, I'm still not comfortable as him as my starter.
No, because the team won't commit to him. It does seem as though that when given the opportunities, he does capitalize on them, but as a fantasy owner, when the NFL team isn't willing to commit, then you can't either, obviously.
Well, right. And the only receiver worth starting, and I'm starting him in my league, is going to be Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
He's got a 4 or 5 game touchdown drought after going like 3 or 4 games with catching one. I look for him to score this week. You know, I got a little crystal ball going here. You know, 50, 60 yards, 70 yards and a touchdown. Gets a lot of targets. Good red zone guy. I look for Greg Olsen to be very productive, top 5 tight end this week.
Now, another guy who's been fairly frustrating for owners, I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for him because it's A.J. Green if you have him. But at the same time, you had predicted him to be the number one wide receiver overall.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that season.
No, you know, he had.
Dalton is to blame, I'd like to point out.
Well, and I think they're more balanced.
Throw him the ball, though, man. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh shut him down, which Pittsburgh hasn't shut down anybody. That being said, he's going to blow it up this game.
It's Minnesota. Yeah.
He's going to blow it up against Minnesota. I mean, he's still in the top 4 or 5, I think, in wide receiver. I think it's, you know, Jeff Gordon, Jeffries, Calvin Johnson, and I think he's right behind there. So he's not that far off. I did predict him to be the top wide receiver, and I think if they had more consistent quarterback play, he would have been.
Yeah, Josh Gordon was actually another one of those guys who saved his owners only because of a touchdown. He didn't have a very Josh Gordon type game.
No.
So, yeah.
No, he got a nice touchdown. But mm-hmm. in this game, you know, I'm still, you know, we're talking about Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis getting mm-hmm. more of a workload, mm-hmm. which is bad for Giovanni Bernard, who it looks like he was the goal line guy, and they gave him 3 or 4 goal line shots, and he couldn't get in. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what they're doing with their running game.
Right.
Their tight ends aren't really productive. It's been really the receivers with this team. A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, again, had another touchdown. He's starting to heat up again. Remember him for next year when you're drafting. But I look for A.J. Green to blow it up. I look for A.J. Green to be a top 3 wide receiver this week.
I hope so. I hope Dalton actually looks for him down towards the end zone.
I hope so, because I got him.
Drives me crazy watching the games and seeing them down on the 15-yard line, and he's giving the ball to everybody but A.J. Green. Like, what are you doing?
The Steelers weren't rolling coverage his way, you know. I mean, so it was definitely weird that they weren't, you know. So I don't get it. On the other end, yeah, Adrian Peterson, if he's playing, you're starting him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get cute, you know. You know, Le'Veon Bell had a pretty good running game against Cincinnati. Their defense isn't that great, it seems. So, really, I'm not sold. I'm not playing Matt Castle in a playoff game. I'm not playing any of the wide receivers in a playoff game, championship game. I'm playing Adrian Peterson, and that's about it. And I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Defense special teams question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, basic standard league, would you play the Chiefs defense against the Colts or the Bengals defense against the Vikings?
I am not playing anybody against the Colts. There's my answer.
Okay.
Because Andy or Andrew Luck, they could explode or they could fail, but I think there's a nice probability that with Andrew Luck behind center that they could always explode.
Right. Now, I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Those are my options. And the Chiefs have been the number one scoring defense. And yep. Chances are you're in the championship game because of them, which I am. But there's a couple of games where I pulled them out against Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is another game I agree with you where I'm leaning towards Cincinnati.
Well, Cincinnati's got a nasty defense and going against that depleted Minnesota offense. So,
which has been pretty productive lately. I mean, since Matt Castle's gone in there, you've seen ticks up from Jennings and Cordell Patterson and so forth. But I just think this is one of those games where Cincinnati just annihilates them on defense. They're going to be pissed off. You know, and they're going in and just going to beat
the heck out of
Minnesota.
They need that game. Cincinnati needs that game. So it could be a bad situation. So we were just talking about Denver going crazy offense. You know, they actually were shut down really, really well last week. I mean, I'm sure a lot of owners were bummed last week.
A lot of Peyton Manning owners who were blowing out their competition throughout the entire year and figured they were going to ride Peyton Manning to a championship. No different than the real Peyton Manning teams. They get you to the playoffs and choke in the big games. So
Manning was the only one who actually had a average game. No, not Peyton Manning.
Got about 20 points for your owners. You know, what really was a disappointment was at the end, if you were a fantasy owner, at the end of that game, when they went for the field goal, because you were 11 yards from the 300-yard game if you get that bonus points.
Yeah.
And probably, if they kept going, would have gotten that touchdown. So that was probably...
And on the flip side, all the Prater owners were like, yeah, kick the field goal, kick the field goal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The pointless field goal in the NFL game that counted for fantasy owners, at least. Like, I got four more points for my guy, or whatever, you know? It's like, yeah.
Well, if you have any of these guys and you're still in the playoffs... You're playing them all. I mean, we can run them all down, but you're playing any one of those guys. A little risky with Wes Welker, whether or not he plays or not. He hasn't really been that great this year. I called that in our preseason.
Yeah, he hasn't.
He hasn't been Wes Welker.
It's hard to tell right in the first couple of games because everybody looked like gold right away. You're like, oh, my God, everybody's going to have an amazing season.
But I think the emergence of Julius Thomas hurt Wes Welker.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't predict. I just figured I just don't like wide receivers going to new teams. And there's just so many weapons there. And they did concentrate on the run. I mean, believe me, he had a good number three wide receiver season.
But he didn't have a Welker season, no.
But he didn't have a Wes Welker season.
No.
Where he's your number two or one wide receiver. So that being said, I mean, you're going to play the cast of characters from Denver all the way down the line. The guy I went with, and it's funny, the guy I played in my playoff, in my redraft league, won his division. He played Peyton Manning. He had no Sean Marino.
Mm-hmm.
This week against me, he played Manning, no Sean Marino, and Monte Ball. And he went up with 28 points after the first game, and I said, I won.
You won. Exactly. I won. I remember you saying something about that. I was like, he's playing all those guys?
Yeah,
that's
he's
crazy.
Playing them all. And you know what? I mean, I was one of those guys sweating that last drive saying, you know, if he gets the touchdown, it's going to be more than 11 more yards. I mean, then you get the bonus, and you get the third touchdown. Now you're talking about, you know, instead of 20 points, close to 30 points. It's a big difference. So, but it definitely, you know, hurt him. When you're riding those guys, again, it all takes is one bad game, and it happened at the worst time for a lot of fantasy owners.
Yeah.
Those who were able to ride that wave and are in, you're still going to go, but you're going to go to a well again, of course.
As
far as Texans, you know, Ben Tate's not a bad number two. And Andre Johnson also let down fantasy owners last week.
Yeah.
I mean, in a game where he, you know, what he had, 10 yards, 16 yards or something last week?
Yeah, there were some brutal games by some players, some star players.
Yeah. And he was one of them. I look for a rebound game for him. I look for a decent game out of Case Keenum, which means a lot of these wide receiver, you know, Johnson and Ben Tate should have a good game. So I'm comfortable playing Ben Tate. Arrow's definitely pointing up for him. And Andre Johnson, same thing.
Yeah. This is the game of the week here, right? You know, the Jaguars going against Tennessee Titans. All sorts of offense on this thing.
Well, there's a couple of guys definitely worth playing.
Yeah, who?
Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay. And Delanie Walker. Other
Walker
than that,
has looked good. He has. Delanie Walker's a consistent player.
Yeah. Yep. You know, decent. He's a guy. He's not in the upper. If you don't have one of the upper tier tight ends, he's an absolute solid performer. And I think he'll have a big game. And another guy who's been very productive. Arrow is pointing up. Can you name? He's on the Jaguars.
Jordan Todman.
No.
Oh, he's looked pretty good.
Guy we always bash.
If I'm telling you right now, though, that if Jones-Drew doesn't play, Todman plays. He Todman got all those
plays,
carries.
And he'll have a decent game. But the guy who's been coming out of nowhere and has been very productive, sneaky productive, is Mercedes Lewis.
Oh, yeah. He's
so, go look at his numbers. He's got a touchdown the last three games.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's been very productive. So sneaky production. Under the radar. So if
he's
you're
very under the radar because nobody even wants to watch this team play. So if somebody like that is putting numbers together late in the season,
if you're tired of Kobe Fleener or you had Josh Greed or something like that, and you're able to pick up somebody on waivers, I guarantee he's still on waivers. I'd make a play with Mercedes Lewis in this game. Well, arrow pointing up.
And you're right though, because pretty much teams have been set with their roster. They're not making a lot of waiver wire moves this late at tight end.
No.
So you're like, I got my guy. I'm not going to do anything. But if this is a guy who's, like you said, under the radar, somebody like myself who's not even looking at him, maybe I need to go back and take another look.
I would. Yeah.
Yeah. The Colts, now we're back to the Colts and the Chiefs game. So
there was a guy on a podcast last week who said, arrow pointing up, all you Trent Richardson owners, this is the week to get him in. This is the week he's going to pay some dividends for you fantasy owners who suffered, like myself, all year long. Now, the reason why it happened isn't the reason why he was productive. Donald Brown got hurt. I don't really care what happened.
That's right.
Bottom line is he got over 100 total yards. He's their third down back. When Brown wasn't there, he was the third down guy. Mm-hmm. And he scored a touchdown. In my league, he got me 18 points. That's probably the most more he's got me the last six games combined.
Right.
But I had a hunch. And wow. I had a hunch he was going to be productive, and he was. And hopefully some of you have listened and figured, I am going to get some value out of my number one draft pick.
Also kind of a sign that maybe if he wasn't splitting those carries all the time, that maybe he could produce some solid numbers.
If you just give him the ball. I mean, just they had the luxury of being ahead the whole time so they can take the 12 carries, 13 yards. They're not going to have that luxury this week. And as quick as I was on Trent Richardson, if Donald Brown is playing, I'm off Trent Richardson. Mm-hmm. So, seriously, I mean, Chiefs are going to be ahead. It's going to be a dogfight. I don't think he could, have any type of production. He is going to revert back. I loved the matchup last week. That's why I was all over Trent Richardson.
Go ahead. Finish. I'm sorry.
I think if Donald Brown isn't playing, yes. He's worth a start. If Donald Brown is playing, he's not worth a start.
I was going to say, though, how about this Derek Rogers? Some people call him Derek, but I think it's pronounced Derek Rogers. Yeah. this is a guy who was a troubled college player. Did not his skill set was dynamic, but his attitude was conversely awful.
Right.
So he gets to on a roster, somebody gets him, and then they just cut him. They're like, forget it. His attitude's just too bad. And then he ends up with the Colts. Now he's exploding.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do with this guy?
I'm not taking any chances with him. Not in a championship game.
Okay,
not
a championship game.
Help.
Is this somebody we need to watch for next year?
For next year. If he's on the roster next year, because you know what? You're going to have a disappointing with T.Y. Hilton this year.
Yeah.
I had him rated pretty high. And disappointed with Fleener. He had a little stretch of production after Reggie Wayne went down, but the offense really isn't clicking.
You've seen it, though, with T.Y. I mean, you have seen it, but he just can't. He's not consistent.
He's not a number one is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
There has to be somebody on the other side. So you're going to play Andrew Luck in this game. Keep an eye on what's going on with Donald Brown, all you Trent Richardson owners. I would say, if he's out, play him. If he's in, don't. On the other side, Ah, sit Jamal Charles.
Tick down for him, right?
Tick down.
Can't possibly have another five
there
touchdown
has to
game.
Be a tick. There's him going out on a limb to say Jamal Charles will not have the production he had last week.
Mm-hmm.
If he does, he's the MVP. Other than that, I'm staying away from anybody else on the Chiefs' offense in this game. I don't look for this to be a shootout. I really don't. I really look for it to be a strong battle, you know, 24-17, 20-13 type of game. Think the Chiefs win, but it's not going to be one of those, you know, real explosive shootouts. So I don't look for a lot of production fantasy-wise out of this game.
Yeah, clearly if Charles has another amazing game, he is at least your league's fantasy playoff MVP because that game last week alone put him up at the top. So Jets going against the Browns. Mm. Browns are, I think, just don't understand how long the game is supposed to be played. Somebody who's keeping the game clock over on that sidelines? Because they play amazing for three periods. If this was hockey, they'd be undefeated.
You know, I'll tell you, they need a quarterback.
Mm, yes.
They got a top stud, unbelievable wide receiver.
Yeah.
If they had Trent Richardson, I think this offense would have been pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I'm serious. As crazy as that sounds. But only one you're playing is Josh Gordon. On the other end, only guy I'm playing is Chris Ivory.
That's it, huh?
Ivory is my other option. It's either him or Trent Richardson. Last week, I sat Ivory because I didn't like the matchup. I played Trent Richardson. And this week, I like the Ivory matchup. He's going to be my starting lineup.
You know, they were banging on Josh Gordon last week for having alligator arms. They kept saying, well, he didn't really feel like he wanted to go and get that pass. He didn't want to go and get that pass. Now, I've been watching film and watching games on him all season, and I'll tell you, this guy, he goes for the balls all the time, and he has been laid out multiple times going across the middle and getting these catches and putting his body in harm's way. So maybe he's at the end of the season, he's just saying, you know what, I'm tired of getting killed by these
guys.
Well,
that's it. We're losing.
Yeah.
It doesn't do any difference. Whoever's throwing me the ball now will not be throwing me the ball next year.
I mean, he has been gotten slammed multiple times where I've said before on some of those hits, those guys would have been ejected if it was college ball on those hits they put on them. Instead, it's just a 15-yard penalty and that's it.
I don't fault the guy at all.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's brutal. And then their tight end, what happened to him? Is he gone, Jordan Cameron?
Well, right, yeah. I mean, that's why you got to watch these guys. You know, I mean, you just got to look for consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing with Josh Reed. He was big. And then Julius Thomas, same thing. I mean, I know he was injured, but, you know, you got to stick with these consistent players. I mean, there's only a couple of elite tight ends. And, you know, next year these guys are going to go pretty high, and who knows? But Cameron Jordan was a stud, top.
Absolutely.
And now he's probably in the middle of the pack or lower.
Yeah, or lower, exactly. You can't look at the final numbers because those he's kind of weighted in the beginning of the season with how good he was doing, and now middle of the pack. Rams going against Tampa Bay. Anything excites you in this game at all? You're looking at Rams jumped out to a huge lead last week.
Yeah. I like two guys combined in these two games. Mm-hmm. I say big game Vincent Jackson. Big game, Zach Stacy. I don't see anyone else. I mean, Bobby Rainey's hit or miss. I'm not risking playing him unless I'm depleted at running back.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, maybe as a flex player, but Zach Stacy's back on track. Somebody definitely think about early rounds next year if he's the guy. Really like what I'm seeing out of Zach Stacy. A little stretch where he was disappointing. But, you know, get a good, decent quarterback in there to, you know, a little better work at the offensive line. His team seems can't get the team to get over the hump, but they're getting pieces in there. And I'm not playing Jared Cook or any of the receivers other than Vincent Jackson. I'm not taking a chance on Timothy Wright as a tight end, unless again you had Gronkowski and he was your backup.
And you're not taking any chance on Rainey either, huh?
No, I'm not taking flex player. For Rainey, best.
Rainey's one of those guys that was a waiver wire pickup anyway, so he's just a bonus for somebody if they're at this
point. Well, right. I mean, and you have them every year. Guy who comes out of nowhere, a waiver wire guy who picks up, you know, but he's just been too volatile for me to feel comfortable playing him unless I have no other options.
Yeah, and Zach Stacy's another one who could have been a waiver wire in a lot of leagues because he didn't start the season. So
no, nobody drafted him.
And he's more consistent
right now.
Yeah, he's a lot more consistent than Rainey is what you're saying. There's heads are going to roll in Dallas, apparently. These guys can't. They're finding amazing ways to lose every week.
You know, as a DeMarco Murray owner
run the
in this
ball,
league,
man.
I'm tired of watching him get 80 yards in the first quarter and then have him stop running the ball. This guy could have got 200-yard games the last 3 weeks of the season. I mean, I also have Romo.
Dallas could have won the game if they just ran the clock out.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
You know, I mean, I also have Romo, who's a fantasy. I mean, I don't care what he did last week. He had over 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he lost the game like an imbecile at the end of the game. Don't care. He already got me his points. He already got me over 300 yards. He already got me a couple of touchdowns. Perfect, you know, two interceptions did hurt, but I still got major points. That's the thing with Tony Romo. You got to remove fantasy from reality with Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
He is a great fantasy quarterback to have. He's a crappy real-life quarterback to have in a big spot. And he's been okay the last couple weeks, but he's back to being red hot. I look for an explosion out of Dallas. And the thing that Dallas is going to do going forward is they will not take their foot off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to. Redskins, there's so much chaos over there. I would play Alfred Morris. I would play Pierre Garçon. I'm not taking a chance with Kirk Cousins, even though Dallas' defense is horrendous. But I'm only playing those guys. Jordan Reed's still banged up, so I don't know what I'm going to do with him. I wouldn't play him. So just two guys in Washington. They can't wait for the season to get over. In Dallas, you're playing the cast of characters. You're playing Tony Romo. He's a must start. DeMarco Murray, I think, will be the second best running back this week behind LeSean McCoy.
But you know what? He should be. But, man, like Dez Bryant owners last week benefited from an insane plan of attack for the Dallas. It's like, why? Why? All Dez Bryant got was a ton of throws and catches because they refused to run the ball. Dallas had to do was run the ball and win the game.
They threw it like 20 times in a row, I think, at one point.
Run the ball. Run the NFL game. Keep throwing the ball, and Dez Bryant has a huge fantasy game. Well, who cares? We care, obviously. It's great for Dez Bryant owners, but come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just terrible.
How
I mean,
did I say that?
Again, I was in great. I mean, I was loving life watching that game as a fantasy owner because I had Murray and I had Romo.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they did, I was getting points.
Everywhere.
I didn't have the kicker. But I'm telling you, I think this game you're going to see 120 yards, potentially two touchdowns from Murray. You're going to see probably close to 300, two touchdowns from Romo. Slugfest, you know, it's going to be a 4 or 5 touchdown game for each team probably. Kirk Cousins is going to have a good game, just not worthy of starting. Classic NFC East game, must win for Dallas. They will win it in a shootout. They're going to be in the 30s easily.
Gotcha. This is another team, the Lions. They find ways to lose. It's as though they and Dallas don't want to win their division. Come on, man. Step it up. Win the game. You had a lead in the game against Baltimore, and you just piddled it away. You couldn't seem to find your playmakers on offense after a while. It's very, very depressing for some of those.
And how bad are the Giants? You know, right now, there's nobody on the Giants I'd play.
Little medicine that maybe to help all the fantasy owners.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not taking a chance on any of these guys on the Giants. I'll start right there.
Yeah, Cruz is gone for the season, or out already, so.
Yeah, so he's out. You got, you know, Andre Brown had a couple of good games and nothing. He's not a number one. The flex player, maybe. On the other end, you know, I'm going to play Stafford. I'm going to play Reggie Bush. I'm going to play Calvin Johnson. I'm not going to play much else. Pretty much, I mean, Joik Bell, maybe, some goal line. Mm-hmm. If you're really desperate, or you get a points per reception league. Joik Bell would be a good flex player, but Reggie Bush is healthy. He's going to get the bulk of the carries, and those are the three guys you're going to play, and they're going to get points for you.
Hakeem Nicks is going to be the lead receiver. When's that happen? I mean, usually Cruz is healthy.
Yeah, so I would say Reuben Randall would be better. I'd rather have Reuben Randall. Yeah.
Still nothing for Nicks then, huh?
Useless. He hasn't even scored a touchdown this year.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, no touchdowns.
That is brutal. Absolutely brutal. Seattle against Arizona. Defense galore in this game.
Yep. As I always say, I've been saying all year, the only guy in the Seahawks I'm playing is Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
On the other end, the running back situation's a little muddy. You know, I mean, Fitzgerald's got a concussion. Floyd's been up and down.
Yeah. This is
Had a good stretch middle of the season. It's kind of tapered off. Ellington had a couple of good games, tapered off. Mendenhall seems to get in the end zone every week, so I would recommend him. I would put an arrow up to him for a flex player, a number two, low-end number two, even against this defense. But really minimal fantasy options in this game.
Yeah, and fantasy aside, is Percy Harvin ever going to get in a game? I mean, is he going to play this year?
Are they gonna... I'll tell you. See, you know, Minnesota's laughing all the way to the draft board.
Again? Isn't this the second one they've traded to them that hasn't done a dang thing?
What was the other one?
Sidney Rice was the other one.
Sidney Rice, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Who had a monster season and then was like, oh, who's this guy? I mean, that's a guy that everybody's going to forget about for next year in the draft.
Yep.
Percy who? That's what's going to happen to them. So,
yep.
Baltimore, with their amazing kicking game going against New England. So,
I would play the kicker. Yeah, play the kicker. I'm actually going against a kicker in my championship game.
Well, I'm sure he got a nice bonus from him to get him past the championship game. So.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely getting a Christmas card. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing anybody on Baltimore. I don't see anybody there. Yeah. You know, if you picked him up on waivers because you lost Gronkowski or you had Josh Reed and he's your only option, yeah. But if I had Olsen or Heath Miller or Gonzalez or guys like that, Witten. I mean, I'm playing all those guys over at, Dennis Pitta right now.
But he's a tick up, though, right?
He's a tick up. He has to be a tick up, which means guys like Torrey Smith and Marlon Brown and Ray Rice ticks down because a lot of those dump passes are going to Dennis Pitta. Mm-hmm. Don't like anybody. I don't like their offense. I don't like what I see from it. There's no fantasy value. Now, somebody may explode and have a big game. Good for them. I'm not putting them in my lineup. Mm-hmm. On the other end, Brady misses Gronkowski, but you got to play him. You're not sitting Tom. Don't get cute. You're not sitting Tom Brady if you're in a championship game and he's your quarterback.
If you've gotten this far with him in this brutal season, you have to play him, right?
Now, that being said, I'm not comfortable playing anybody else on that team.
Well, how could you? They're all getting...
Everybody's
pieces.
Getting it. Everyone's getting exactly. It's the best way to describe it. They're all getting a little piece of the action. I'm not putting anybody out there with Gronk out, who is really the only one worthy of playing. I mean, Shane Vereen was red hot. Next game, he gets minus points if you have get lose points for fumbles. He could blow it up this week, or could it be Ridley, or could it be Julian Edelman? I mean, Amendola's hurt. Dobson could be back. Who knows? But Brady's going to give a piece of it. Brady's going to get 300 yards. Brady's going to get 2-3 touchdowns and hopefully win you a championship.
Brady does the same thing that you were talking about with DeMarco Murray, where he'll lock on a guy and then forget about him for a while. Yeah. So if you watched that game at all last week, you would see, Amendola. The first quarter he had about 5 catches. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be a huge game for him. And then he ends the game with those 5 catches, basically. It's like, what happened to him? He moves on to the next guy. Goes on to the next guy. Hits that guy for 5 in a row. It's like, come on, man. Throw it to my Amendola. You're killing me. So at the same time, the other guy is watching, sweating bullets, going, please. Stop throwing him the ball.
Exactly.
Green Bay and Pittsburgh, both of them are excited teams right now, aren't they? They're like, we're doing well.
Yeah, they're both a little too late for the Steelers.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Ben Roethlisberger's been a fantasy stud this year.
Considering what was going on over
there. Beginning
the
first 4 or 5 weeks. But if you look at his last few weeks,
thanks
he's been very
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell hasn't hit that 100-yard mark yet, but he's found the end zone. He's gotten good comment, gets the ball out of the backfield. So he's an absolute must-start with the arrow pointing up. Antonio Brown is another one. He's a top 5 wide receiver this year.
Yeah.
Top 10 at least, depending on the league you're in.
Yeah, Bell looks like a Steelers running back. He does when he's back there.
I had said in the beginning of the year, barring him injury, getting hurt.
Yeah, which he did.
Which he got hurt. He would be the top rookie running back. If he didn't miss any time in the preseason, which he wound up doing, and then missing some time in the beginning of the year, because you see how they're using him.
Right, but he still looks like the best running back, rookie running back.
Him or the guy on the other side, Eddie Lacy, looks really good. I like what I'm seeing at Eddie Lacy. He's exclusive. He gets the ball at the goal line. Arrow pointing up for him in this game. As Mike Tomlin made a comment that it was a no-brainer to take Bell over Lacy, and I think it may be a little bit of motivation there if they want to get involved in that drama. But as far as the Packers, I'm not playing anybody on the Packers but Eddie Lacy. Jordy Nelson's going to start because he's Jordy Nelson, and he's their number one, probably your number two or three. But you're not going to get major production out of Jordy Nelson this week.
consistency issues with that guy as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers comes back, maybe. But, you know, everybody's a tick up if Aaron Rodgers comes back. But going back to the Steelers, you know, I'm saying, you know, keep an eye on the weather. There aren't many quarterbacks I'd feel comfortable playing over Roethlisberger this week.
Really?
So I would say he's, you know, probably your backup. But, you know, he's definitely somebody worthy of putting in your starting lineup. Arrow's pointing up for him all year. And Antonio Brown's been a stud, and Le'Veon Bell has to start for you.
Yeah. Prime opportune moment for Philip Rivers. Championship week going against Oakland.
The Raiders. Keenan Allen, yes. Top wide receiver.
I tried to trade for him early on. Owner was too smart for me.
Yeah, you know,
tried to steal him from him.
He's definitely the guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next year, you know, he's still, when they get Denario Alexander, and they'll cut Malcolm Floyd, but, you know, he'll still be the guy, and he may be better. You know, I'm playing Arrow pointing up for Philip Rivers. Arrow pointing up for Mr. Matthews, finally, after however many years.
Yes.
Definitely like what I'm seeing out of him, which is cut into Danny Woodhead's production.
Yeah.
The tight end situation's muddy, so Gates is a risky play right about now.
Chargers are a dangerous team.
Yeah.
One of those teams,
Rivers,
that...
Yeah. Remember, we talked about Rivers and Roethlisberger in our preseason, and we had them right in. I think we both had them in the top 20.
Yeah, these are guys that if they can still play. It's not like all of a sudden that was it for them.
Yeah.
And you were concerned, I think, with Rivers saying, well, he's kind of looking like, what'd you say, the guy in the... Cincinnati, like
Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he's kind of feeling like a Boomer Esiason moment where he might just be losing it a little bit.
All right.
That's it.
No, I think he just needed a change, needed a new offense, needed a new shot in the arm. They got a good offensive line. He's got getting protection. They have a good defense, which is getting them ball and good in good field position. So Chargers are a good team, but they're the Chargers. They've self-destructed how many times in the beginning of the year, and it's cost them at the end of the year.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
Doesn't help they got the Chiefs in their division.
I like what I'm seeing out of Rashad Jennings. Keep an eye on him for next year. I'm saying Rashad Jennings is a must start. Arrow pointing up for him. I mean, laughed a little bit about him when he first got his stats. But he's been. I watched him play against the Chiefs last week. Guy runs hard.
He does. He does. He doesn't look like what you would think, you know, because this journeyman guy traveling all over the place.
You know who he reminded me of watching him play? It's the blast from the past, way back when.
Who?
Remember Rodney Hampton?
Of course. That is way back.
He looked like him, the way he runs, the way his body moves when he's running through the line.
Yeah, he ran
just
hard.
Reminded me of Rodney Hampton, who was a very good fantasy player, by the way.
Yeah, because he ran hard. He ran through people.
Ran hard, and he ran – right. Yeah, wasn't going to get you 35, 40-yard runs, but he's going to get you 12.
He's going to get you into the end zone, too.
Exactly. And then when you give him the ball at the goal line, he gets in the end zone. As far as the receivers, Rod Streeter has picked it up. Denarius Moore was the guy. Is Andre Holmes is looking pretty good. Keep an eye on him for next
Moore
year.
Denarius Moore was out all year. I think his first game back was last week. I mean,
yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm remember. Look at these. If Oakland could get themselves a quarterback, you know, guy like Andre Holmes, a guy like Rod Streeter, Denarius Moore next year gonna have some fantasy value. Right now, I'm not playing any. I play Streeter in a deeper league at wide receiver. Right now, I'm not touching any of those guys. They're not worth the risk. In championship week, not against the Chargers. Only one really I would play with the Raiders with confidence is Rashad Jennings.
That's everybody. Wait a minute.
Wow, this is it.
Wait, one more thing. You don't think Terrell Pryor's the answer there in Oakland?
I don't think so.
Get him a quarterback. Isn't he the quarterback of the future?
No. They haven't had a quarterback since Rich Gannon.
I know.
Who was a retread anyway.
Yeah.
They haven't drafted a
quarterback. But at least he knew how to read defenses and get the ball out of his hand quick, and that's how.
Well, he was an MVP. He had some weapons. This team is just in disarray.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to probably look to get rid of Darren McFadden. Somebody will take a chance on him. So, you know, so we're going to, you know, this is the championship week. Wish everybody good luck. We'll come up with a show for next week just to talk maybe recap of the year or something for next week for you guys. Maybe, you know. We'll come up with something, so you definitely got to look. We'll come up with a podcast theme next week, since you know seasons will be over and so forth. So We'll come up with something.
And if we don't, we're going to be back eventually in the off season for sure. So don't walk away for too long. Keep us, you know, in your episode subscriptions and make sure that you check from time to time in the off season because we'll be back. It's not
we'll post on Twitter when we're when we're going to have a podcast. So follow us, you know, on Twitter also.
Yeah, at the Blitz. You know, that's who we are, the Fantasy Blitz on Twitter. I always forget to plug all these things anymore. I just want to get in and just start talking about stuff. But
we're here to help.
Yeah, the Fantasy Blitz on Twitter. We're on iTunes. You can just hit that subscribe button and make sure you download this. For Chris Bellina, the guru, I'm Kyle Omler, and you've been listening to The Blitz.
Good luck, everybody.